look at the Be'ez Baruch of the sheet, or Be'ez Baruch of the sheet. So again, Pirush Rashi, Vishnayim, Erim, Kiddush, Shpoyin, Yasa'isha, V'nisa, V'loy Nehira. So Be'ez Baruch's criticism of Rashi, Rashi explains that the case of Echad, Shnayim, Me'idim, Shekideish, Shnayim, Me'idim, Shebaal, to refer to two different people. And Lekuli Alma, it's not considered to be a Chatzidavar, because either take the Reeves approach, or you take the Reef's approach, because once they were made, it had some tayelas. Either a chalashem was created, a chalashem of a mekudesh instead of a rusa, just like you have a chalashem of a shlish or a chalashem of a gedayla, or it was that there was a piskei din come out of it that she is Asura. She's an Eishes Ish. So that's how we explained this din. So everything fits in very nicely. Comes in Rashba and says, V'loy Nehira. The holy damyil mishna seinu de gonav al pishnayim. Hashtekito is voice al ish echor she gonav etovach. Kasha number one is that it's not similar enough to the din of the Mishnah. Gonav al pishnayim v'tovach al pishnayim. Because when it comes to the Mishnah, Geneva v'tvich v'mechira, it has to be done by the same person. Masha'ena kein, Rashi's pshat in Kidesh, shnayim oimrim kipshu v'shnayim oimrim Shebor, it's two separate people. The question is, why is it such a strong kasha? So it's true to the distinction. Azma, we were able to understand Rashi very well. That in both cases, the Eidos of the first cut of Eidim accomplished something. Second cut certainly accomplished something. So the fact that different people and they're dissimilar, what's bothering the Rashba? V'oid, the shnayim oimrim kideish, mash v'lo eishes ish li'osir lakol, u'mi shebo aleo yomos al yodo, kol zman, shelo ibo aleo, aval kol zman, shelo ibo aleo, mai ko ovdo u'mi yomos al yodo. Kasha number two is that the first two didn't really accomplish that much. He says he understands that the first two, they made her into an Eishes Ish. They said she's a Surah Lakol, so we said that's very good. That satisfies the requirements of Dover L'Chatzi Dover. Says the Rashbam, but unless somebody is Bo'alam, they didn't do anything. Shalai Bo'alam, Maiko Ovdo, Meyomos Al Yoda. As according to Rashba, it would sound like that the first two Edim have to accomplish some new psak din, some psak din that's lemasa mamash, which is again the way that we learned the Gemara originally, probably on Monday. We already pointed out on Tuesday that you can't learn the Gemara that way. And their best raya is from the end of the Gemara, that once they're passing, she's a gedola, that is good enough for dover v'lechatzi dover. Ashlish, Tosva says, if we'll find the get the yad shlish, then we'll pass when she's a gedola. For that particular case, we didn't find the get the yad shlish. So what the Rashba is saying, enachanami. That's she just Rashi. So something's wrong. She's Rashi just reaches the Rif. So what is bothering the Rashba that he says has to be lamasa mamish? Now what's even more bothersome is that the Rashba's solution, as we pointed out on Tuesday, the Rashba's solution will answer number one, but we're going to be hard pressed to figure out how to answer number two. Avol the ganav af al pi sheganav ein dinay nigmar. Now give the following chiddush. The Rashba says he's moisim that we, if we were running the road, we would not be moisim. Right? Because he's avol beganav. So how do we finish up the line avol beganav? But echad shnei edim arim sheganav ushnayim arim she tovachem machar. So the Rajbo l'shitasa. How do we finish up the Rajbo? But ganav. Why we finish it up? No. What would you say? He's chayiv to pay for the gneiva. Be moisim. He's chayiv to be kefil. So what does the Rajbo add up? Rajbo adds on. Aval pi sheganav ein dinoy nigmar al idei agneiva. She ilu also ba melachta ivit ina v'chorajba oishet ina etzle v'gazes o ki yoytze b'ze eina mishalem arbo v'chamisha. Strange line. He says when it comes to Geneva, you should know that, I assume he's saying, when it comes to Geneva, it is a din of dover, v'loi chatzi dover, and it satisfies the requirements of dover. Why? Because ein dinoy nigmar. Until we get to, until we shut the Adam in to tell us that he was gonna wait, that he was tovachi mochar, ein dinoy nigmar. What's wrong with adding this? That's, it seems to be, number one, it seems to be unnecessary. Number two, it seems as if that does not fit into anything that we've said about the sugya so far. But that's what he says. Ein dinoy nigmar al yidei agneva levad. Right? There's also the Rajba seems to have a chiddush for us in Aloch of Tzivich Mechira, that it's a hemshech of the original Geneva. Right? Elo hachi perusha. Shnayim oimrim kidesh ru'uvein eso isho. Shnayim oimrim chozar hu ubo leo. She'edei biya tzvichin le'edei kiddushin. Therefore the Rajba says a pshat, Balmor is the same pshat, is in our case that it's not like Rashi. It's not a question of somebody committing the Easter of Eishes Ish. It's a question of establishing the chiyubim, the shibudim of the Baal. So shnayim oimrim kidesh ruvein eser isha. Who shnayim oimrim that same ruvein din amas in the suin shubchazer ubo leo she'edei biya tzvichin le'edei kiddushin. Right, so Rajba says, therefore he will learn pshat, the same person, two Adam saying Kiddushin, two Adam saying Nesu'in. Fine. Now let's go back to the Rajba's kasha. The first kasha, he's taken care of beautifully. It's talking about the same person. We don't understand what the Hechriach was for this. But let me tell you how he answered the first question. How did he answer the second question? Second question was that the first Adam didn't kill anybody. Right? So now, the first Adam also didn't kill anybody. So how's he advanced, right? So what does the Rajba say? The Umole Hain Eide Bia Lav Klum Ka'abde. Because if not for the Eide Kiddushin, the Eide Nesuin have not accomplished anything. Loila Oisran de Kraven, Loila Oisran Alma Nesuin, we discussed last year. Whether the Nisun accomplished anything without Kiddushin. Rajba says Kiddushin accomplished nothing without Kiddushin, without Kiddushin. Doesn't know anything. No Israel Kroivim, and no Israel Reishis Ish. I will aid a Kiddushin, have ye Eidos, la'atzma la'oisra alma la'osra oisra mikroivim. The Av al Gav, the aid a Kiddushin, nami tzrichin la'aid a bio the Yerushal of Suva. And even though, listen how he finishes up. And even though that Eidei Kiddushin require Eidei Bia for Chiyuve Yerusha and for Ksuva, because Hasher Rusa Ein Lo Ksuva, nevertheless, Afilu Hachi, Chashvinan Eidei Kiddushin Dover Velo Yechatzi Dover. Vachendami, it came in Eidei Geneva, Letzvichin Eidei Tevicha, similarly, Eidei Geneva, Dover Yechatzi Tevicha, Legabe Keifel, Nefertan Chatzi Dover. You might think that the first kind of Eidei Chatzi Dover, because they need the Eidei Nisuan for Chiyuvei Rusha and Chiyuvei, what else is it, Chiyuvei Ksuva? No, just like the Eidei Geneva need the Eidei Tevicha Mechir Vedal Hei, but there's still Mechayev Keifel in Geneva. So what has the Rajba accomplished with this didn't he go back Chozar Kusha Leduchta? No, how do you make sense of the Rashba? So clearly the Rashba must have some different assumption about the sugya in order for his kashas to be powerful kashas of the Rashi, in order for his terutzim to be significant terutzim, right? And there must be a different mahalach in the sugya altogether. He could not be working with the sugya as we've learned until now, with the Rashi's and the Ri and the Rif and the Musa. Right? Otherwise, mamish nothing adds up. Nope. So what different assumption must the Rashba be making about the sugya in order for us to be able to make sense of this Rashba? Nope, what would you say? How did you read the Rashba? Go ahead, Michael.
If you say the Kura Rashi, the Yisrael Chatzid Dover is about Kedushin is based in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just about Kedushin and be with another man. So the first Kedushin is obviously based in.
Right.
If you say that the Rashba is saying that it's more of half the story, Chatzid Dover. Like Neva, you said 2 days ago, like Neva and Tzvicha are one Maisik Neva.
Right.
It's either a Tzvicha Maisik Neva or it's a regular Maisik Neva. So until we know the other part of the story, we're left hanging by Tzvicha, by Gneva.
Uh-huh.
So the way Rashba explains it, it's also the same idea. Kedushin, we want to know, is it what's called Kedushin, half Ishus and some other half Ishus. So we want to know, does she have the full-blown Ishus? So we have two halves of the story. Then it's parallel. And the Fisar has done is sort of half of the story, or half of Maisa. Not Sikha's basin. Or at least that was Hami Inner Mekiver. And we said Akinami is also half a story. And even though half a story is okay, we said Kedushin, so Bagnev also half a story is okay.
So the din, you're on the right track. He would look at the din. If the Rashba understands that the din of Dover L'chatzi Dover is that any angels which delivers only half the story, right, is not kosher angel, right? So that would certainly work for the simone godless. That would work, right? And it may work for shnei chazaka. Right? Now, how does it work for the kiddushin?
For Rashba. So saying it's half the story of the suin, let's say, for the math for marriage.
Right.
Two part, or ksuvas has two components, kiddushin and the suin.
Mm-hmm.
So each is half component of one thing. Whereas Rashi's case is not one thing or one, I don't know, my sense, a married woman who happens to do an aveira. They're two separate stories.
So the Rashba would say, if you have two, if we're looking at with a primarily two different events, so then the Rashba would say that the Rashi's case is a violation of Dover L'chatzi Dover. If you're saying it's good, I'm asking a slightly different question right now. I'm asking it's good. But what I'm saying, according to Rashba, Rabbi Peretz is kasha. So we have to say that, according to Rashba, would Rashi's case be a violation of Dover L'chatzi Dover? Is it a violation or just not a good illustration? We'll come back in a moment. But we're saying on the right track. Go ahead, Rafi.
I would say it is a violation, but I think that perhaps the distinction between Rashi and Rashba is what is Dover first? When we say Dover L'chatzi Dover, I think according to Rashi, Dover is referring to the Aedis itself, whereas according to the Rashba, it's referring to the effects on the Aedis. Like Rashi and Dover, who is up Aedis shall be a client. So he's Dover. And so for him, we're still all have a case where, in a Hami, no one did anything. There's no sop, there's no effect, the ramification in the real world. But in a Hami, in terms of their Aedis, the Aedis is time, there's still something they do that make her us or the rest of the world. And for Rashi, that's not enough. And that's just practical.
For the Rashba.
Rashba, that's an effect. If he wants to look at the act of the whole time, acts of kedushin for like Yerusha or things like that. He's always looking at the effects of the Eidos, not the Eidos itself.
Yeah, but he does say Dilmolei hei neidei bia lav klum ka'abde leila asum ekraivim leila asum la'alma. So the eidei bia required the eidei kiddushin. The eidei bia that alpha ka'abde eidei kiddushin, they require the eidei bia for kiddushin k'suvin erusam. No, that's not a problem. They're still a dover chatzi dover. But the eidei bia required the eidei kiddushin for la'asum ekraivim leila asum la'alma. Right, so we just.
I assume just, for that finish they're the same. Because I assume they're both, and that seems to be, I agree wrong with the Gemara, that the assumption is if the first part, if you know, step A in the eight is something significant on its own,
right?
And step B, even though it's dependent on A, still works. And that both of them would agree to. The question is, what does it mean for step A to be an independent double on its own?
Okay, but if you say, so when you get stuck in that, is that after the Rashba's criticism of Rashi, right, is that the first two Adam establishes an Eishes Ish. So Rashi, listen to what sounds inconsistent in the Rashba, which we have to figure out. When the Rashba criticizes Rashi, and the Rashba says to Rashi, first two Adam didn't kill anybody. Right? So it's a Chassidover. When the Rashba defends his own position, he says, oh, the first two Adam made her Asura al-Kuli Alma. And the second Uvedim need those first two Uvedim. So how does the Rashba, so there must be some assumption, as we were saying, that we're missing in the Rashba, which makes his attack of Rashi make sense, and his defense of himself also makes sense and not inconsistent. Right? So apparently it has to do with that the Rashba looks at Chassidover not in terms of what the Adam are telling me, right? But apparently in terms of whether we're getting a full story or not. Alright? Now, that full story is evaluated from which perspective? That what you're going to say?
I don't know if I put it in that term exactly. I just thought that the Rashba had a different understanding of Eidei Bia Tzrichi Eidei Kiddushin. Which I guess is what Chatzidava really is. Rashi understands that if you say Eidei Bia Tzrichi Eidei Kiddushin, that means that the testimony of the second Kat is kind of totally on what the first Kat testified about. But I thought the Rashba was rejecting it. The Rashba was saying that really what that means that the second Kat is being mosif dinim as to what the first Kat is testifying about. And so that's why he says the first question he says is it needs to be about the same people, because if you're being mosif dinim as to what the first Kat testified about, so then it needs to be about the same people. And then also he says in the second question, he says that really, because in the way Rashi sets up the case, Rashi says that the first cut about Eidei Kiddushin, so if the first cut's about Eidei Kiddushin, the second cut is about the Eishes Eishes Mezaneh, so that doesn't really add any dinim as opposed to the by Tficha Mechira. So the first cut says that he's gone on that's kefal, and then the Eidei Tficha Mechira then are most dinim and make you now b'chayev more. It expands it, and so that's why, based on his understanding, he says that really the second cut is Eidei Bia for Kiddushin, and so therefore they are expanding the Eidei Kiddushin made her usher to the world, and the Eidei Bia come along and they're most of din, they expand her din, they expand the original cut of the first, the original Eidus of the first cut to now say now she needs a ksuva, now she's us, now she's able to be Yorishim. So I thought he was saying that maybe Chatzi Davar means that it's nothing on its own, it's just an expansion.
Says, and you evaluate the, whether something is a davar or a chassidav, when you evaluate it?
In
other words, is it a psul in the first cut or the second cut?
I would say it's psul in the first cut. In the second cut.
Why in the second cut?
Because the second cut is... The first cut's edus is solid. It actually... You know, it I guess establishes the dinim, and the second cut's just coming to expand on what the first cut said. The second cut, you can't have an expansion if you don't have the.
So let's look inside again. So the Rashba says that when it comes avol b'ganav, the one line that seems to come out from left field, avol b'ganav, Af al pi she gonav ein dinoi nigmar al yidei agneva levad ein dinoi nigmar al yidei neva levad shilu osa ba malachta vit ina vachorash ba shit ina etzlai vit gaza ki yetzi bize ein ha mishalei marbo hamisha. So when it comes to the ganav, that is going to be a case of dover, an acceptable case of dover v'loy chatzi dover. Why? Because the first group, they will give us, as he says at the very end, eidei geneva lo tzrichin leidei tevicha legabe kefil. Therefore, they are not a chatzi dover. Now, what about the second case? It comes in and says that he saw tvichu mechira. So the Rajbo apparently is saying the second group is not a case of chatzi dover. Why? Because the first group ain dinoy nigmar al yedei agneva levad shilu osva malachtoi and nirsham abava chamisha. So apparently, the Rajbo is saying that the din of Dover lechatzi dover is whether we can be mitzareif the second group of Edom to what the first group have told us. Elohi perushay shnayim oimrim kiddush ruuvein esaisha ushnayim oimrim chazaru uba leo she'edei bia tzrichin le'edei kiddushin. Right? As long as the second cut of Edom require the Edos of the first cut of Edom, right? And when we say require, we don't mean require necessarily to prosecute. Because that would be true about Rashi's case as well. They can only prosecute and give an Chi of Misa if you have to wait and say that she's an Eshes Ish. Right? But apparently, the Rajbo is saying that when the Bezin is trying to paskin something which in and of itself is one picture, we'll be magdir al pidin a little better in a few minutes, but I'm getting an understanding what the Rajbo said. When Bezin is trying to put together a story, so they can only accept Edim which say naturally or al pisechel linked together, are mitzuruf together, right? When Bezin is trying to prosecute somebody for being boil eshes ish, they're not putting together a whole story. They're not trying to figure out, is this woman, what is the status of this woman? Right now they have to figure out, is this person boil eshes ish? No, so they have to, whatever information they need, they gather up the Eidos. Right? So the Rajbo says, that's not an illustration of Chatzi Dover. On the other hand, when a Ganav comes in and he's being accused of Tevichu Mechira, so the job of the Beis Din is to put together a story that this guy was a Ganav and then he shechted it. So in that case, the Beis Din requires Edim that can be mitzuruf to each other. Beis Din wants to establish that this person been living in this field for 3 years without a macha. Apparently the Rajbo will say, if Beis Din wants to establish the obligations of this husband to this woman, maybe he's claiming they're not married, and she's claiming that not only have they had Jerusalem, they had Nisun as well. So in these cases, Bezin will require Edus, which they can be mitzarif to each other. So Rajbo says that when it comes to the first group of Edim, Geneva, the Machayev Kefel, they tell a complete story on their own. That is a dover lechatzi dover. They come in and they tell me this woman has had kiddushin, so that I know that she's asura lebala. So that is a dover lechatzi dover. I would suggest that the Rashba is not saying that Rashi's case would not work in halacha. L'chara would work in halacha, but it's not an illustration of Dovah Chatzidovah. It's not even a contestant for Chatzidovah. That's what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba says, number one, you're not talking about the same person, so it's Bechlal not a Shail of Chatzidovah. The Rashba says it's not similar to the case in the Mishnah. What's the point of it not being similar? It's not similar, so it's not an illustration of Chatzidovah. I know that Amiram understood that Shnayim Oyim Shiganim and Shnayim Oyim Shavuchim Bachar, that is a candidate for Chatzidovah. So the Rashba says Rashi's case is not a candidate for Chatzidovah. Rashi's case is a different case. You want to know if Chayiv Misa is Chayiv Misa. So Lo Ola Da'atenu, the Mavinu Peretz Kash, Lo Ola Da'atenu, that you're going to have to find two Edim that claim that the two Edim that warned this man and gave him Asra that if he's Baal Isha, they're going to come and bring him to Beis Din. And he's over and he said, Raisa. And they're going to give him a Chiv Misa. That they had to be the same two Edim that were his best friends at the Chasana and were chosen to be Edim under the Chuppah. It's not that Rashba says that Rashi's case would be a violation of Chatzidov. No, it's not even a contestant to be in the parsha of Chatzidov. It's never parsha, and that's the Dovah Shalom. So what's the Gemara talking? That's not the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba's kasha is they're not similar enough to our sugya. Lay down the Mishnah Seinu. So now the Rashba says, so what is in the parsha of Dovah Chatzidovah? So the parsha is, the parsha of Dovah Chatzidovah is that when the basin has to come, is confronted with Tevichu Mechira. So the Rashba says Tevichu Mechira is part of the parsha of Geneva. That's what the Rashba says. Ein dino in digma yide Geneva levad. If two Edom come in and say the guy's a ganav, they can be mechayev and kefal. Right? From the perspective of the first two Edom, they told a davar shalom. But if two Edom come in and say, we saw the man was shechted a behema, well, so what? Where is this Edom going? This Edom is meaningless unless I can bring in two Edom. And says the Rashba, that's part of the same story. Two Edom coming in and saying Reuven shechted an animal is not the same thing as two Edom saying that Reuven is Baal Leh, who's known to be Muchzekes as Nechad Ish. Because in the context of Tevichu Mechira, that's the Hemshech of a Maisa Geneva. The context of Reuven being Baal Leah is not a Hemshech of the Maisa Kedushin. It's a violation of the Maisa Kedushin. So Rashba is saying that since the Gemara is choosing situations where there's a long protracted story, where Al-Pidin, these are all parts of one unit, of one parsha. Kedeva Tevicha Mechira. Shloisha Yemei, Shloisha Shnei Chazaka. Shnei Simone Saris. Right? The Rashba says the Gemara shows very specific issues of Dover Chatzidover. It has to be a parsha that the Torah defined as one parsha. That's why the Yosemech's kasha is a Gevaldige kasha. Because the Yosemech's kasha is that the Kina and Stira should be part of the same parsha. It's the same thing. Right? Understand the Goyimus, the Yosemech's kasha. He found a parsha chumash which mamash matches the criteria that the Rashba is giving us. So when you have a situation that the Torah defined as one parsha, right? Nisuin and Kiddushin. Nisuin, David said, builds on Kiddushin. We discussed last year whether Nisuin is a Hemshech of Kiddushin. Right? Is Nisuin a separate Maisa Kinyan? Is it a Hemshech of Kiddushin? Is it one long... So we discussed the Lashon HaRambam. Is that Nisuin is a further Maisa Yichud. Remember the Lashon HaRambam, Magami Nisuin and Kiddushin. right? That by kiddushin we miyachid a woman, and nisuin we are miyachid or more. That's not the exact question, but that's what he says. So you see that that's what, that is the situations which the Rashba understands. So again, so the Rashba would say that the din of Dov Lachasi Dovar is not what we said until now. It's not a din of Kambolas Eidus per se, that we would not accept Eidim that don't deliver some kind of Psak Din or some kind of Nuchal Hashem. Right? And the Rashbam may not say that, like the Ri, that Chatzin Dovar is Eidim which come in with a lack of with Josh's expertise and only tell part of the story. And if you had a chance to see the Mohammeds, you see that our Hezber Meduyah, because the Ramban looks at it in terms of a Chison and Nemonos, because they only know part of the story. How do they miss the other Seir? Right? So it's Mamish, the Hagdor that we gave. The Rashba apparently, and this is Balamor apparently, have it look at it differently. Their understanding of Dovah Chatzin Dovah is in a parsha that the Torah defined as being a one unit, in that parsha do I need to have Eidos over the entire parsha? Or can I have separate Eidos and different parts of the parsha? And that's where Rabbi Kiva says that and that's our suya. Chachamim don't have such a din. Or if they do, they limit the case of the Cyrus. Rabbi Kiva has such a din, and as we know from the din of Shloisha Shnei Chazaka. So now our Gemara is, according to the Rashba, is tweaking or testing a precise understanding of Rabbi Kiva's din. By Shloisha Shnei Chazaka, it's a dover pasha that it's one, that it is one parsha. Right? And here we'll evaluate this again in a few minutes. And the Gemara is saying, if Shloisha Shnei Chazaka is one parsha, then Geneva Tricha Mechir is also one parsha. Right? And the Gemara's conclusion is no. That the precise understanding of Rabbi Akiva forces us to distinguish between the Shloisha Shnei Chazaka and Geneva Tricha Mechira. So why? So the Gemara says, because by Tricha Mechira, the first two Eidim will tell us something. Right? But by Shloisha Shnei Chazaka, and I say I'm a duyuk, the Rashba's Nesugya. Gemara says, "Mi leivayder b'kiva b'shnayim over kiddush shnayim over boal." The afalgav the edei biat tzricha le'edei kiddushin. Edei biat tzricha le'edei kiddushin. This is the one line that, according to with the Rashi and the Ri and the Rif, we had to learn b'docha. Right? This is not. This is not really defined. We take it literally. Eidei biya tzrich le'edei kiddushin. Kevin de'edei kiddushin tzrich le'edei biya. Dover kirina ben. Because the eidei kiddushin are on their own, so therefore it's considered to be dover, even though the eidei biya do require the eidei kiddushin. So, according to the Rebbe, we're going to have to say the pshat is that the Eidim b'shas kiddushin saw everything that they had to see. The Eidim b'shas also had everything they had to see b'shas. So, right? Doesn't really. We're left hanging a little bit. According to the Rif, we have to say that the Eidei Kiddushin don't require the Eidei Biyah, and they're Kaveh HaLashem on their own. And the Eidei Biyah don't create any Echal Hashem without the Eidei Kiddushin. Eidei Tevicha, Tzvicha Leidei Geneva. Eidei Geneva, Tzvicha Leidei Tevicha. We have to say the Eidei Geneva are Machayev something on their own. The Eidei Tevicha are not Machayev. But then Iku Chosim and Asefer. According to the Rajba,
why do we need to bring the into that statement?
We're
talking about
Muhammad,
that's
the leader of the Kiva. We explain that the sugya is really Rabbi Kiva sugya. So therefore we don't have to, and Rabbi Kiva will only be in terms of Psikas Adin. That's correct. That's how we got around this. Right? We said it's Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva's Lashonis. Who's that?
Balmora said it's also
Balmora says.
Even
Rabbi Kiva's
by
this
issue, I think.
Says what?
So he
wants to learn. He does want to learn the riff into the sugya. Okay.
Right.
So that is. I'll tell you why. Because what I'm pointing out is the Balamor and the Rajba don't need our terrors. They don't need us to say that they receive the sugya. They'll say they'll be much better than the sugya. And Rajbo will say, everybody's makabal the svara. Kevin the Eidei Kiddushin Letzvich Eidei Bia, right? Dover Karina Bey. The Rajbo understands that Eidei, this is what the Rajbo, he quotes the Sugya. Eidei Geneva stand on their own. The Eidei Tzvich Mechira, the Torah's Keveya, that the Eidei Tzvich Mechira, without the Eidei Geneva, don't accomplish anything. So therefore it's one parsha. So this argument Maris Keveya that as long as the first two Edom established something on their own, so then the Torah says that even the second two Edom are Nachatzidom. Masha'en Ekein by so the first two Edom, according to Rabbi Akiva, in the parsha of Shlosh Nechazok accomplished nothing. Right, according to Rajbo, Rajbo will say Shnei Chazokam. So Chachamim will say like the Rif, but Rabbi Akiva will say in the context of establishing Bailos, the first two accomplished nothing. Right, so therefore they are. They've only told me half the story. Rabbi Kiva's chiddush is that if the parsha of the Torah is constructed in such a way that the first two Edom are supposed to, the Torah's keveya are supposed to deliver information on their own, so then it's not going to be a din of chatzidov. Right? Again, according to Rajba, the issue of don chatzidovar is a certain parsha of Torah which are made of several components, but it's one parsha. In this kind of a parsha, it's made of several components, but it's one parsha. So there, Rabbi Akiva says that we have to be careful whether the Edom that we get are the Edom on the entire parsha, only individual parts of the parsha. Right? That's Rabbi Akiva's chiddush of Dovah Chatzidov. Right? So Rabbi Akiva will say. So our Gemara is now explaining to us that Rabbi Akiva will say that if the parsha is constructed such that there are independent components, then it means that Torah expected us to have Edom, different Edom on the different components. But if the parsha is constructed such that there are no significant independent components, then it must be that we want to have Edom and everything. So that's how we'll read the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva will say, when it comes to Geneva, Tericha, Machira, so if two Edom come in and they tell us a person was a Ganav, he'll be Chayiv to pay and Chayiv to pay Kefil. So you see from the Parsha of the Torah that the component of Geneva is independent enough to warrant its own two Edom. When it comes to Kiddushin and Bia, Rabbi Akiva will say, you see that the parsha the Torah is constructed such that the two Edom will come in on Kiddushin and they will be able to yield a significant information. Memela, it's not a candidate for Dovah Chatzi Dovah. But when it comes to Shnei Chazaka, right? When it comes to Shnei Chazaka, there, the parsha that Chazal constructed is one that without year 2 and 3, I've got nothing. Right? From the perspective of Shnei Chazaka. Chachamim will say, yeah, but from the perspective of paying back the fruit, you have something. Good enough. But the Rashba is talking about Rikiva from the perspective of Shnei Chazaka and having it. Right? Shtei Sarus. One Seir does nothing. Say Taka Kuli Yama holds Chasidor. Right? Because there's no context with Chlal in which that one Seir is going to help. Look at the Rashba. You've been very patient. Good.
I was just wondering why the Rashba decided to mentioned that by the cell or the part that you can use it, that you can use it for shearing or you can use it for plowing. What was the point of the
recommendation? So the Rashba is saying that she'ilu also bo melachdoi eina mishalam arbo b'chamisha. So apparently Rashba is saying that how the ganav uses it is a hemshech of the masik zeilo. But he wants to explain to us that we should not view tevicho mechira as an entirely separate event that's mechayev in an entirely different kenas. Right? You could look at tevicho. This is ha'ora in dalet v'hei. Right? Not in Chasidon, right? When you look at the Chiyuv Dalet Behei, so you can look at it, look, the Ganav stole it, it's Chayiv Kefal. Now, the Ganav did Tzvichu Mechir, Torah is Mechadesh. Tzvichu Mechir is Chayiv Nuknas. Right? Says the Rashba, no, that's not Pshat. The Pshat is that the Torah says if a person uses the Behema in venue A, then you're Chayiv to Heshiv Zedek Gazal, and in this case, Shnayim Mishal. If you use the animal in venue B, then you get Dalet Behei. So apparently what he's saying is that if the Ganav steals the animal and uses it for his own personal use, that's one kind of Geneva. But if he now wants to make it impossible for himself to Mekayim Veshav Zeshav Gozal, then that's a different kind of Geneva. That's what Joshua has in mind. And that's corroborated by the Rambam, who says that, who doesn't mention Kefal in the context of Genevas Shorvasa. Right? Again, it may have something to do with the Alpi Drush, with the fact that it's a work animal, so Alpi Drush. It could be that if the Ganav uses the animal as opposed to letting the Nignav use it, so that's Geneva. But then if you take an animal and you sell it or kill it, it's like taking a person's clay malach away. It's a different kind of, you actually, I'll be Jewish, it could be actually,
Is he tying it into the fact that it means that it's Neymar and Neymar?
No. I didn't understand what you're saying. He wants to show that it's one parsha. Ein din enigmar. This Geneva, we don't know exactly what kind of Geneva this is. So the last line is, it's still Dover Sholem because it's Chayiv Kefil. We still don't know the nature of this Geneva. That's the point. The Rashba says that it's one, it's a different kind of Geneva. Dalar is a different kind of Geneva. Akiva? Have you seen it before? Moshe? Look at me in a parrot. There's also the Rimigash is an entirely different mahalach over here. But the Rimigash is mahalach. you look at the Rimi Gash, you see the Rimi Gash is in the same basic school as the Rashba. Right? In other words, that's as you pointed out before, that's the one of the beauties of the Shita Mekubetzes, is that he puts together the Rishay, he organized the Rishayim for us. So, and the truth is that in this case, if you look at the Rashba in Baba Basra, so Rashba in Baba Basra, he quotes the Rimi Gash extensively. So the Rashba sees himself as being in the same school as the Rimi Gash. And if you look at the Rimi Gash's Lashon, just read a few lines. The Amarta Eich to the Tshuva the Rimi Gash. Eich Olsam Askona Lahokish. We have the Rimi Gash in very few Masechtas. We have the Rimi Gash on Baba Basra, and then we have a few pages. In Shavuos, and they found another Masechtas here and there. Rimi Gash. So we don't know exactly we know that the Rimi Gash and the Rambam had there's a connection. The Rambam writes about the Rimi Gash that anybody who saw the Rimi Gash saw that his knowledge was expansive as a wide open sea. So you can imagine the Rambam saying that about being misspoiled about somebody else's Hachomas Adas. It's an unbelievable thing. And then, why am I so unsure of the relationship? Because the Rimi Gash was Nifter when the Rambam was relatively young. So there are people who said the Rambam was a town of the Rimi Gash. It's very hard to imagine that. The Rimi Gash, I think it works out the Rambam may have been, I'm not sure he's Bar Mitzvah yet. When maybe remember when the Rambam was Bar Mitzvah, he was ready to go to Yisrael. He wrote the Sefer Mishnayos when he was 18 or something. So, but it's more likely the Rambam's father was a Talmud of Rimi Gash. More likely, but that's an ambiguity in the history of you. So the Rimi Gash, we don't know that much to Rimi Gash, but we know that he was he had tremendous impact on us via the Rambam. So he writes, and we take the Rimi Gash very, very seriously, I think she says, because of the Rambam's horror. Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapira, Rav Shiva, and Ber Yaakov. So he wrote a lot on the Rimi Gash. He did the critical edition of the Rimi Gash on Baba Basra, I think. He's tried to piece together, I think there's Masechtas where he pieced together enough Rimi Gash to get a little bit of a running pirush. So over here, the Rimi Gash is really a tshuva of the Rimi Gash. So he says, "Amarta ech also amaskona lehokish inyan agneve metvicha leinyan akidushin avihila." The nachnu rayim shebekidushin kvar nasis eishes ish veloi hoisifa bo habeila dover. Right, there's a lashon that David was saying. Like I see for Bob beila dover in kein mit adinu shetikra edus akidushin kule dover. That's the case that bia is not being moisif to kidushin, so kidushin should be kule dover. Vaginevam tzvicha mechira einam kach, but ginevam tzvicha mechira they have a different relationship. Why? Levisha ginevam lo yischayev bo kiyim akevel vatzvicha mechira yetoisef b'hem. Right, that's what we were saying before. The Tevicha Mechira is a Isafa onto the Maisik Neiva. Right, so that's again, we'll have to come back to this and we discuss the Dalet Vehei. But you see from the Mahalach of the Rimi Gash that we're in, that we understood the Rajba correctly. The different Mahalach of Mahalach Rishon, probably the Rimi Gash, the Rajba, and the Balamor. Might be the Raibah have this different Mahalach and Dovah Melech Hatzidah. This is going to be a I'll be reading it from the Shita Mekubetzes, but you have it in the back of the Gemara as well. Zel is showing Talmidim in a parentsal. The Afal Gav, the Eide Bia Tzrich and the Eide Kiddushin, Tzorach Leimer, the Mari, the Nadavar Yadu Hashim Mekudeshes. The Iyo Yisav HaChesnes Mekudeshes, Im Kein Loi Tzricha Eide Bia Le Eide Kiddushin. When a parent says, you have to remember that we Eide Bia, in order to give a Chiyav Misa, do not require Eide Kiddushin. In other words, when Beis Din is, when that's the Rambam's pointed out, May Misa Al HaChazokis. if we have Edom that Reuven was Baal Eish Ish, Leah, because Leah is married to Shimon, and we want to prosecute Reuven, we do not bring in Edom that say that they were there at the Chasana of Leah and her husband. We don't have to find the Eid of Kiddushin. If she's Muchzek, it's being an Eish Ish. We know that Leah is married. We know they have the same checkbook. We know they live in the same house. We know they go to the same chasanas together. So we know that they're Eish Ish. Right? We have to. If it's contested, you have to bring Eidim. But if it's not contested, then they miss al muchzakas. So the Rebbeinu Peretz says that Eidei Bia do not require Eidei Kiddushin. It could happen that Eidei Bia require Eidei Kiddushin, but not generally speaking. So the Rebbeinu Peretz Ibn Taymar Hechi Matsu Masruba Vayochulu Loimer in Yedei Shimukudeshes. So Rebbeinu Peretz says this is not really our sugya. And the parrot says, so does that mean that that we should raise the question now? Every single Eidei Chiyav Misa should be Asra Safek? Right? Can you say such a thing? Every single time that Eidim say that they give Asra, that when Reuven is Baal Leah, Leah is married to Shimon, Reuven's Baal Leah, do we say to be Asra Safek? Because they don't really know that Leah is married to Shimon. Vim toimech imotsu masrba vayochol loy meridesh mikudeshes vishlamer the married lady kiddushin beidim shuvaya b'shas kiddushin ba'isay mamad shere kiddushin meidim shuvaya b'shas kiddushin ba'isay mamad came in the eidei kiddushin leitzricha leidei bia perish to lab misa machay ve'eidei bia lehu bal. So the Rebbeinu Peretz says a pelatik teretz. We're talking about a case where the eidi kiddushin are meyed shehu hoya b'shas kiddushin ba'osei mamon, that the eidi bia were in attendance at the chasim. The pelatik teretz yishloimar. The Mairi, the Eidei Kiddushin, how can we say that Eidei Bia are not giving anything but Asra Safek? So again, the general territory of Rabbi Shainim is that as long as the Eidei Bia know that she's Muchzekes, an Eish Ish, good enough. So Rabbi Shainim will say. But a Peretz is a Pelotik Teretz. He says that in a Hanami, in order for it not to be Asra Safek, we have to have Eidim that tell us that they know that the Eidei Bia were in attendance at the Chasan. Right? They show me the Mari, the Eidei Kiddushin, me Eidim, Shuhayah B'Shas Kiddushin, Be'oisei Mamon. Kevon the Eidei Kiddushin, Leitzricha Leidei Bia, Kirish Elav Nisa Mechayve, Eidei Bia Lehu Baal, Mahane Eidei Kiddushin L'Shavi Shisich L'Tzvicha Get L'Tzvicha Yalma L'Tzvicha L'Tzvicha Chen Eidei Gneiva Mahane B'Lei Chiyu B'Dei Tzvicha Tamachai B'Lei Keifa Hilcha Lam Chatzi Dovru Gam Eidei Bia B'Dei Tzvicha. Alright, so the this is one of the points that this Rebbeinu Peretz, the Mechudosh of Rebbeinu Peretz, we would say, Rebbe Yishenu would argue with this, Rebbe Yishenu would say that the job of Eidim is to be made on to be made and to be masra on only the event that they're giving Eidus to. It's impossible that Eidei Bia would be aware of the Eidei of the Kiddushin, and be impossible to say that they are that they would be aware of what was it, a Shavar Pruta, the Eidim Cherim, B'Shas Eidei Kiddushin. One of the Kiddushin of Eidus is that they are being made on a Maisa Bia right now between a person and an Eish Ish. Right? we don't expect them to know all the ancillary details that made this person a tenacious ish. And this Rebbeinu Peretz is mechudishtik. That he says no, that we're going to talk it, that only the guests at the wedding, they're the only ones who can ever be Eide Bia for this chosan. What are you saying?
My charisma, I felt that in Seder that it was coming from the spirit of the Taphosism here, that he was saying that the whole case is that we have to do it.
Only in that situation.
The fact that Rabbi Shimon would argue that normally we would have space in the Kazakh, so I mean, it's also being embarrassed that we didn't ask.
Maybe it's a good horror. Heichi motzu master bay only in that case, so she's not muhzekas. So in that case, it'll never happen. Good, okay. And mekamel. Let me put some alarm on the other shabbat. Yeah, Jeremy.
Also, when reading the shifu, the namin, the way we understood it was that the any kiddushin or meidim that the boel was at the kiddushin.
Shehu is that the boel was there.
So that the boel was aware that she's a meshesish.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that. But you're saying is probably correct. I don't think that that'd be good enough though, because it was still the asura suffix. I think what you're saying is a correct reading, but I think you have to say both. Moshe.
Maybe it's not
asura suffix
anymore, because
he's saying Rebbeinu Mekabel line. But he says he's Mekabel, yeah. So therefore, we have a raya that he knew the whole entire time that he wasn't Neshesish. So we know that his kavala is astro. So that's a kasha on the Rebbeinu Peretz. All right. So Rebbeinu Peretz would say that maybe he's being magzim or something. Maybe he's being magzim himself. But you're always very good. I probably influenced. I think the Birkas Avram sees the Rebbeinu Peretz as being against the other Rishonim. And look it up. I think what you think is probably correct. Heichi motzu master bay in that case, and in that case, you hold every edition of Kadeshes. I think it's correct. Good. Okay, so I think that. You probably should point out one other horror, and that is that I put it on the Mar Mokomos, the famous Ketzos at the beginning of Cheskes Avotim. I mean, that's learned at the beginning of Cheskes Avotim. The opening shir in every yeshiva in Cheskes Avotim is that the Mahalach, it's called the Machloch and the Ketzos and the Ramban. It's a little bit hard to swallow, well, the Ketzos argue the Ramban, but it means if you look hard, you see the Machloch of Shoyman. Exactly what is the. How do you understand the Shloish Hashanah Chazaka? Right, what is Pshat and the Shloish Hashanah Chazaka? So there are two ways to say it. One way to say it, the concern is the following. You have a situation where a person claims you have a machlekes about a piece of land. Right? So I'm living in the piece of land. I claim it's mine. Somebody else said no. I was out of town. And this guy moves in, he's a squatter. So the Gemara says, no, so bring your shtar, kinyan. You have your shtar kinyan, good, no shtar kinyan, you're out. Right? Everybody knows I owned it for, it's a family piece of property. Somebody knows that it was my property for years and years and years. And then the last few years, the guy moved in. So the word is out that maybe I sold it or something. Maybe he's renting, whatever he claims that I sold it to him. Bring the shtar chazak, bring the shtar kinyan. We bring the shtar kinyan, so we wrap up the case. But he says I lost the shtar kinyan, right? The Gemara says if you lost the shtar kinyan, so then you lose. You have no raya that you're the baal and I'm muchzik for years and years and years. So the Gemara says if he's been there for 3 years and I was not mocha for 3 years, so then he gets to stay. That's the din of shloshan chazak. He says, look, if I was really right that I never sold him the property, so why would I let him live there for 3 years? Why wasn't I Baruch? Why didn't I go to a basin and say there's a guy on my property? I don't need it right now, but I want to know. I'm out of town right now, I can have it right now. Right? The fact that he was not an item to come back for 3 years, I didn't mean basically 3 years, I let 3 years of crops go by and didn't collect on it, shows he really did sell it. Now I'm trying to make good on trying to recoup my piece of property. I'm trying to, maybe I had a bad, my business went bad, so I'm trying to pull a fast one. I'm trying to see if he has a star still. Right? Maybe I know he doesn't have a star anymore, so I'm trying to get it back. So the Gemara says 3 years that macha is considered to be a raya to his time. Now, how is it a raya to his time? So that's the machlokes amongst the mafarshim. Is it that Chazal were kaveya that 3 years without a macha is really a raya? That's it. Or, and is it like a new din? Chazal made a new raya. Terah has certain kinds of rayas to it. Edom is a raya, Shtar is a raya, Chazal or Kaveh a new raya. Three of them are a raya. Or do we say that really my muchzakos is a raya? I'm muchzak. Not I, the new guy who's there. He's muchzak. Right? The fact that he has lost the Shtar, so that smells bad. That's a reyusa. The guy comes in and says, I'm living here, it's mine, you sold to me. Good. But where's the star? So there's a Reusa in his, he's the new guy's the Mukhzak. Right? So Mukhzak, he's a good time, he says hello to him. He doesn't say, no one was here, it was an abandoned property, I walked in, and we throw him out. That's called Chazaka with a Taina. But a Chazaka with a Taina, the guy says, I'm Mukhzak, I've been working it, and he sold it to me. But I lost the star, so losing the star is a reyusa in his muchzakos. 3 years, aramacha, takes away the reyusa. This is machlokes from the portion. Is the 3 years a new kind of a raya? No. We did the raisa, the guy's a muchzak. He's a muchzak with a taina. And we don't expect the person to keep a star olam v'olam. But since it's a reyusa in his muchzakos, so the 3 years takes away the reyusa. Right? Now, so that has an impact on our sugi as well. Because if you say that you need a raya of 3 years, then there's no question that the 3 years function as one unit. And our understanding of the Rashba fits like a glove. Perfect. Right? Doesn't mean that it's Rashi and the Rif and the Re can go either way. But if you say that really the Rai is the Muchzakos, but I need two additional years in order to remove the Reusa, so then one could argue that that's not such a tight fit with Geneva and Tvicha Mechir. Because in that case, the first year is Muchzakos. Year 2 and 3 is removing a reusa. So we could argue that they're distinct. So it's conceivable that the Rashba is going l'shitosai, really l'shit of the Rambam, in Shlosh Nechazaka, and that's why for him, and I can't say that this would force the machloikas, because l'chara, the Rif and the Rashi, they can live with both tzadim. But the Rashba is consistent, and the Rebbe Gashev Liv is consistent in their analysis of the 3 years, and according to them, it fits in very, very well with the Geneva Tzvicha Mechir. Right, again, it's not a Mukhrach, but it's an important idea to have to finish up the Sugi. Okay, it looks like we should walk away from the Sugi with these three Mahalchim. The most important thing we said in the organization of the sugya, that we have four different cases. Where we began, and at about the four cases, according to Chachamim, only one of those cases is Melechatzi Dover, one case is Eidus, Melechatzi Eidus, and two are Bechlau, not a problem. According to Rabbi Akiva, there is the litmus test for Melechatzi Dover is the Shlosh Shnei Chazaka, should be able to be Mechalik between the Shlosh Shnei Chazaka and the Shtei Cyrus, because that's how we're Magdi the Machloikas Rabbi Kiva Chachamim. And then in being Magdi Rabbi Kiva's din, So we have the Rebbe Migash, the Rashi, no, sorry, the Rebbe Migash, and the Rashba. With the Rashba creating Lanias Daiti. I think if you'll read the Rashba on the Babasra, where he's lengthier, so I think it'll all fit in as well. That with the Rashba, what he does for us as well is create a specific context in which we will apply the Din of Dov HaChatzitza. Alright, please chazer it, go over it, please look at the Rishonim of Avasra, Ramban the Balamor, I think off it's in, and in Mitzvah on Sunday we'll begin the next sugya of Gonav of Armeli Okutz. Okay, we're going to do some chazanish. It's up to you, we can do it now, unless we have to go to the end.